One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. A lot of times, we were taught and we studied for ourselves that the devil tempted Jesus. How many of you remember that? Do you remember that story? So Satan spoke logos to Jesus. And Jesus had spoken logos to Satan. And so now he decided to reply Jesus with logos. It's like you getting ready to go to church and the devil says, do you have to go to church today? Or he said, well, he says, 6 days, it is written, 6 days shall thou labor. The 7 day is the Sabbath of rest. So you say, so there's no need to go to church on Wednesday. There's no need to go to church on any day of the week. That's for laboring. You'll be a laborer the rest of your life. See, no, it's so important. If you don't give God time, you can have time. You tell God, well, this is my work day. So I just spend the morning and then go to work. Then God says, it's all right. Keep working. You're going to work the rest of your life. But you want to have a cool life such that everything you do turns into success. And then there's rest in your soul. You've got to give God time. You have to give him time. You have to learn to set everything else aside. Some of you make appointments on Sunday morning. Woo-hoo. Look at you. Some dumb fellow somewhere told you you have to come Sunday morning because he doesn't go to church. And because you think you need him. Oh, how sad. You think you need him. You think you need him. So he says, it's all right. Because if you don't go Sunday morning, you can't get him. And you think he's a necessary factor for your success. Brother, sister, you're wrong. He's not a necessary factor for your success. Learn to take your stand. If you don't take your stand for God, God won't take his stand for you. You say, no, sir, I'll be in church Sunday morning. He says, all right, you can make a choice. Well, sir, if another day is not all right, I can let it go. Learn to take your stand. You're less than a man when you don't know how to take your stand. And God doesn't like it. He says, quit you like men. Be stirred up. Be tough inside. Toughness has nothing to do with a V-chest. You know, you may be full of muscles until you're shaking like that when you're coming in. But it doesn't make you strong. A lot of physically built folks are weak inside. They'll run up the wall because of a cockroach. A wall gecko will scare them out of the house. Especially if they saw it in the night time. Such folks are afraid in the night time. Put them in the street in the night and let them hear. They can't even run. I mean, they'll fall. They can't even run. Always dreaming that something is pursuing them and their head became heavy and they couldn't run. The devil was after you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You train yourself to fear from childhood. Fear doesn't just come. No. That life begins from childhood. You learn to fear. Some others, because of a particular thing that happened in their lives, fear came in. And fear, you see, fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. When that spirit takes a hold of your life, it could be the fear of the future. It could be the fear of death. It could be the fear of some failure. Something. The people who are always afraid their business is going to run down. Even though they're successful right now, they are afraid every day. They live continually in fear. Fear of different kinds. Well, why won't you be afraid when your faith, your life is not plugged in to the right socket? You'd be afraid. You do right to be afraid because you don't have any hope anyway. But when you learn about Jesus and you know who he is and who you are to him, there's a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now here's the subject. And I said, Satan quoted Logos to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Jesus had to give him something other than Logos. Jesus gave him Rhema. You remember that? Instead of saying to him, it is written, which is for everybody, Jesus said, it is said. Said to who? To me. Jesus made the word personal. He got personal with the word. He said, it is said. Not to everybody, to me. So when the word of God becomes personal to you, it starts producing results. As long as it is to everybody, doesn't work. It has to become personal to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now, you know, we talked about the Lordship of Jesus and how to relate with that through the Lordship of the Word of God, and the Lordship of love, and the Lordship of the Spirit. Did I tell you about that? Did I tell you that? You never heard that all your life, what I just said? How many of you didn't hear what I just said before? You didn't hear me say that the Lordship of Jesus becomes operational in your life through the Lordship of the Word, the Lordship of love, the Lordship of the Spirit. If you never heard that, can I see your hand up? Few. If you heard that before, let me see your hand up. Most of you. All right. Now we got through all of that. We came to another point. And that has to do with learning to demonstrate the Lordship of Jesus in your life over circumstances, over anything that you encounter in life. The Lordship of Jesus has to be expressed through you. Now let me read something to you. In 1 Corinthians, would you turn in there? 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 22. Ready? 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, from verse 22. Now you have to listen, because this, I tell you, this is going to make a big difference in your life. Big, big difference. From verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Now that's beautiful. That's telling us that until he puts all that down at the feet of the Father, he retains all rule, all authority, and power. Then verse 25. I want y'all to read verse 25 together. One, two, go. Now that's one of the reasons, see, that scripture, one of the reasons I cannot say and I do not accept when anybody says to me, XYZ is what is reigning. I don't buy it, because Jesus is reigning and I'm reigning with him. I don't accept it. You can't tell me such and such a thing is reigning. Doesn't matter how you put it. You can say this bag is what is reigning. You can say that car is what is reigning. That style is what is reigning. I just can't accept it. See, this is something you've got to learn. You're a kingdom person. Do you understand? You belong in Zion. You're a kingdom child. You can't talk like the rest of the world. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.